Hi. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Samaches. This is page Resh Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Ifim Aleph and Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Erev v'achar kach niskalkel ha'eruv. If you made an eruv and then the eruv got ruined, u'ba'ech mibnei ha'chatzer la'achzer v'lasakno. So someone wants to come and fix it up. One of the bnei ha'chatzer before Shabbos begins. So in bala ariv mimin arishon, if he's going to use the same type of food that they used to make the initial Eruv, afilu kala inu tzarech lehodia, even though that original food is all gone, you don't need to let everybody know that you're going to use that same type of food. Afilu mariv aleihem mishalem, you can even use their own food as long as it's of the same type to make the Eruv, to make the replacement Eruv. But v'imbalda ariv mimin acher, but if you want to use a different type of food, some kala arishon tzarech lehodia lehem mariv mishalem, if the first food is no longer there, then you need to let them know that you're using a different type of food. V'mishalo, but if you're using your own food for it, you're being mezaket to them with your own food, eino tzarech lehodia klal, then you don't need to let them know at all. V'imlo kala arishon ele nisma'it, but if the original eruv is not completely gone, it's just less than it was, half of it got eaten, half of it got destroyed, or something like that, aval bishal mariv mishalem eino tzarech lehodia, even though you're using their stuff and you're replacing it with a different type of food, you do not need to let them know. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what exactly are we talking about over here? Lachzer l'sakno sivkan alav zemari b'shabbos rishon. This is talking about the very first Shabbos you want to use this eruv. V'niskal koldim shenichnas haShabbos, and it got ruined before Shabbos even began. So this is an eruv that was never ever used yet. We set it up on Friday morning to be used for this Shabbos, and Friday afternoon it got ruined, and I want to try to fix it before Shabbos begins. Deal in the skalkalach shekvar nichnas to Shabbos, because if it were to get ruined after Shabbos already began, ein tzorach shum tikkun na Shabbos zu afilu kvar kala v'nev legamri, then you wouldn't need to do anything to fix it for this Shabbos, even if it's entirely destroyed already. Ulinyan Shabbos shnia, and as far as using it for next Shabbos, aftim kvar kala legamri tzorach larv mechadosh, so if the whole box of matzahs disappears this Shabbos, I cannot rely on that for next Shabbos because it's all gone. Halo al kol panim b'shtayir afilu kol shu ein tzorach shum tikkun, even though yishir eruv ben shmash Shabbos rishona. If I had a box of matzahs for my eruv for this Shabbos, and then it gets mostly eaten, as long as anything is left of it, by next Shabbos I could still rely on it. Kamosh kasu b'sif dalid, as we're going to see in sif dalid. Mazet kamar b'sof asif, v'im lo kalav v'chulei, afal b'shamari v'mishalahem. So then, how would that make sense at the end of the sif, where we say, oh, and if it's not entirely gone, and you're just trying to fill it in, why would you need to fill it in if it was about the next Shabbos, if it was about an Eruv that was already activated? So it must be that the case in this Se'if is that the Eruv got ruined before Shabbos started. So basically there are three levels over here. Before the Eruv was ever used, before Shabbos ever started, you may want to make sure that the Eruv is you do need to make sure that the Eruv is complete, that it has the proper shear. Once it had the proper shear when Shabbos started, during this very Shabbos, the whole thing could get eaten. The whole thing could be gone. The whole thing could be destroyed, and you're still allowed to carry this Shabbos. If you want to use it for next Shabbos, then some of it has to be left. Not the whole thing, but some of it has to be left. So Sivkat Beis Ein Tzarech Lehodia, so if you're using the same min to fill in this Eruv that got ruined on Erev Shabbos, so you don't need to let the guy know, L'shalom Mimisratu L'zeh, to ask him if they're okay with it. We could assume that just like they agreed to partake of this Eruv initially, they continue to agree to partake of this Eruv and to participate in this way by providing some food. But if it's mi min acher, you want all of a sudden use a different type of food, that initially it was wheat bread and now you want to use barley bread, then tzarech lehodia lehem l'shalom, then you need to let them know to ask them. Since the original type of food is gone, it's as if you're making a brand new Eruv. That this is only true of a house that's open up into two chatzeros, where we don't know where he wants to join ranks with the other people, in this chatzer or in that chatzer. But if the house anyway opens up into only one chatzer, so then it's a zuchus for him to partake of the Eruv, because he only has one chatzer with which he could participate, and he certainly wants to. He wants to be able to carry Shari in the Chatzer, so you don't need his permission. V'chein kasu Shari Achronim, and that's what a lot of the other Achronim say as well. The Immi Shalo Eino Tzarech Lo Diyam. And if you're using your own food to make the Erev and you're being mezakeh it to everybody, you don't need to let anybody know. L'fishem bevadai yisratzu she'ar v'leim b'chol aminim she'yiratze, kiven she'yimenim nosim klomu k'varn satzu l'arev yachad. Because you know that this guy wants to participate in an Erev, and it's no skin off his back, you're not asking him for any food, so you're allowed to use whatever food you want and be mezakeh it to him. Elon isma'it, but we said that if the original food is not gone, it's just less than it was. Mishir Mufurj to come on with Siv Gimel, it's less than the proper amount of food that you need for an Erev. Umarishin isma'it kodim shenichas Shabbos, and obviously, as we said before, we're talking about that it went down less than the shear before Shabbos even began, like we said in Sivkat Naliv, then Eino Tzarech Lodiyam. You do not need to let them know. You can take food from them to use to make this Eruv, to be complete this Eruv, to be Vadai Yisratu L'Hashlem Eruv. They certainly want this Eruv to be completed. Siv Beis, Nitosu Diorim Chatzer, if more people moved into the Chatzer, Sim Abayis Pesuch L'Shtei Chatzer Tzarech Lodiyam. If the house that they moved into is opened up into two different Chatzeros, you need their permission to have them as participants in your Eruv. Because maybe they don't want to be part of your Eruv, maybe they want to be part of the Eruv in the neighboring Chatzer. People who did not live there at the time that you placed the initial Eruv. Let me give you a little introduction to what we're talking about over here. And that is as follows. You can have someone participate in Eruv Chatzeros without their permission, because it's a zechus for him, so you could do it without his consent. But if the chatzer has a house that opens up into two different chatzeros, then you cannot partake in an Erev for him without his consent, because maybe he doesn't want to be a part of your Erev, he wants to be part of the other chatzer's Erev. This introduction would have been helpful before Sivalev. And the Mechaber tells us over here, that this same din applies when someone new comes into the chatzer as well. It's just like when you're making a brand new Eruv, when someone new moves in who's going to participate in the Eruv, it's the same as making a brand new Eruv. And you therefore need the consent of this person, but without his consent it cannot work. Even if you're making the Erev out of your own food. However, there are those that are makil, that once you're the one contributing the food, it's no problem at all. And it's also important to know, you should know, this whole idea that we can make an Erev Chatzeros, the given over here, that you're allowed to have someone participate in Erev Chatzeros without its consent, it's not agreed upon by everybody. Some say that that's only if you're going to make the Erev with your food and you're not going to ask anything from the guy. Whereas other poskim say that you can even demand his food and use his food for the Eruv without his consent. Because most normal people would rather have an Eruv. And you got to take a look in the last simon in the Bir Halacha for more commentary. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you set aside an Eruv before Shabbos and it got ruined before Shabbos, and now you want to make the Eruv good again, so if you are going to use the very same min that you used initially, you don't have to get consent from the people from whom you're taking the food. But if you want to use a different min, then you do need to get consent from the people. However, if you're not replacing the Erev entirely, you're just filling in what it was missing, so then you do not need to inform the people, even if you're using a different min. Now, if it was already Shabbos had already started, then even if the whole Erev disappears, you could still continue to carry. And if this Erev had already been in use last Shabbos, then as long as any of it is still left, you can continue to carry. And then in Sif Beis, we mentioned that if a new guy moves into the Chatzer and his house opens up into two different Chatzeros, you need his consent in order to make an Erev for him, because maybe he wants to participate in the Erev of the neighboring Chatzer. Because generally speaking, you can make an Erev for someone without their consent. That's because why wouldn't they want an Eruv? But if he has two possibilities of where to, sort of pitch his tent, where he wants to, identify with this chatzer or that chatzer, you can't just assume that he wants to identify with your chatzer. Maybe he wants to identify with the other chatzer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Se'ifim, Gimel, and Dalid, and Hey. It will probably also be remote because I have a wedding tomorrow night. So stay tuned to the WhatsApp for time and place. Have a good day, everybody.